It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
We have a high surplus in the state of Florida of dum-dums. They just infiltrate and they stay, and it's like mosquitoes just sucking the blood. But we've seen a rapid increase of international dum-dums. And maybe it's just what Matt finds and Matt chooses, and I'm going to give him credit and blame. 56-year-old Dee Harrison, a nice young lady, right? Just happened to be leaving for work, driving to work one morning, 5:15 in the morning in Brantford, Suffolk, England, when she noticed a very noticeable, and you could see on my computer, a very reddish hue in the sky, right?
Pretty. Oh, my goodness gracious.
No, Susie, calm down. I know you were very excited about the rain last night. I know you were excited about Gleyber Torres. Like a good Gleyber, Torres is there. John Sterling whipping off all of his one-liners. I got you. I feel you. I was listening. But anyway, Dee Harrison was driving to work when she saw in the southern England skies this red hue. And she thought it was the northern lights. She got out of her car. She took pictures. She thought it was the Northern Lights style aurora. Whatever the hell that means, I don't know. She had a good idea until it was exposed by somebody who responded to her social media post after several compliments, saying, quote, they are lights from a local tomato factory.
What?
It has full spectrum lights that shine red into the sky when there's low lying fog or cloud. I live up the road and I've seen it a few times.
Sure.
And of course, data from Aurora Watch, whatever that is, UK, said there was, quote, no significant activity in the area this on the morning of this incident when she was on her way to work. And that's it. So basically, they weren't tomato cans, but they were from a tomato farm. And she thought they were Northern Lights, Aurora, whatever. And she thought they were something cool. And, well, as often is the case on social media, you know what happens when you assume, right?
No.
You make an ass out of you and me.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.